Welcome to Hindsight 2021 for the first week of April. I'm Damian Musiani, and here's your news. Leading off, the only thing longer than the COVID vaccine lines last week were the ones for marriage licenses in Las Vegas. 700 couples stood outside to take advantage of the clever date of 4-3-21 to get hitched. Because what conveys love more than an impending deadline, right? Honestly, 4-3-2-1 sounds more like a nuclear countdown to us. Like, you better say I do right now or Michael Madsen is going to blow your head off.
Turn your key,
shotgun wedding. Good luck, you 1,400 crazy kids, you. Most quickie wedding chapels in Sin City tried to cash in on the gullibility factor by offering a prepaid deep divorce discount to be used on February 2nd, 2022. Because why be one in marriage when you can be two fools at once? And if those newlyweds were planning to get to first base on the honeymoon, they better not go to Atlanta in July. Major League Baseball has voted to move its annual All-Star game out of Georgia following changes that the state made in its voting laws, including not providing free water to people waiting in line to vote. A little ironic if you ask us, since if you attend the All-Star game in person, you end up waiting in a long line just to pay $9 for a bottle of water. So maybe it was just capitalism that sent America's favorite past its prime pastime packing. Not content with getting sent to the showers, however, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp swung for the fences in a retaliatory press conference lambasting the MLB, which spookily featured ASL interpretation by what appeared to be the ghost of Rush Limbaugh. I don't know if that's actual sign language or third base coach signs to steal the game and go home. A confluence of emotion in Atlanta last week. Unlike what we see from this woman, this is Sophia. You might remember her as the first ever robot that was granted citizenship in a human country a few years ago. Well, now Sophia has taken up art, and her first painting has sold for nearly $700,000. The digital creation, entitled Sophia Instantiation, which sounds remarkably pretentious, just like humans, bizarrely kind of looks like Marilyn Manson after a hard day of abusing his girlfriend. Maybe we missed the digital memo, but we thought artificial intelligence was created to help mankind, not profit off the backs of gullible art investors. And now that Sophia is reportedly working on a pop music album, inevitably it will be followed by her own OnlyFans account, like the one that the Cash Me Outside girl started and made $1 million from in 6 hours. That might be the only way that Sophia's fans will ever know if they're real or if they're implants. And that's your news. Please like and subscribe, and I'll see you next week with Fresh Hindsight.